good morning. And welcome to another late morning edition of In You All Along for the third week in a row now at 11 a.m. in the daytime, in the live daytime here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with me, we have a special guest this week, my friend Brian, who is in here from Cleveland. Say hello, Brian. You can pull that mic as close to you as you need. And that's not... There we go.
No. Happy to be with you all.
And, yeah. So, stay tuned and enjoy the ride.
And open as the 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy, Jimmy Carter.
Once.
When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That Brontosaurus must have stood 1,000 miles high. That Brontosaurus laying on its side. Said to me, Jack thought it twice and thought that made it true. Some brains just work that way. That's what chemicals can do. He thought he'd have a beer. Thought he was alone. He thought an Albert's stir-fried dinner would make his apartment a home. Bottoms up this time. Won't you? Said to me,
I bored me, but I learned to think like you. Now nothing bores me, that nothing is thought through.
What do you do when you've done it all? got, it's how you use it. You be you and I'll be me, it's just a matter of style. You can't fake it, mile after mile, feeling free. If you got the soul, you can make it. Move them out, let them roll. From sea to shining sea. What do you do when the mountain is there? How do you answer the challenging day? And when your back's against the wall, what do you do when you've done it all? Cannonball. Do it's how you do. Be anything you wanna be. It's not what you got, it's how you use it. You be you and I'll be me. It's just a matter of style. You can't fake it. Mile after mile, feeling free. If you got the soul, you can make it. Move them out, let them roll. From sea to shining sea.
Welcome back, once again, to those of you who have taken this opportunity to use your morning wisely and join us here at In You All Along on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name, once again, is Pete, and with me here today is Brian.
Hello again.
And here we are. Here we are enjoying this lovely daytime weather. It's, for those of you who've been locked in a deep, dark basement, it's been hot as heck this week, and suddenly it is cool and cloudy. So go out there and enjoy your autumn. In the meantime, we all just heard, Ray Stevens with his theme from the Cannonball Run. Cannonball, just titled Cannonball. From 1981, played, of course, in honor of the dearly departed Burt Reynolds. All of us of a certain age wanted to be Burt Reynolds when we were, well, all of us who were little boys, and many of us who were little girls. So I don't know. The ultimate wisecracking, funny, tough guy has departed this earth. Before that, we heard Big Dipper, the only Built to Spill song I really know. I know there's a lot of them out there, and people have given me a lot of them, but that's the one. That's actually the last song that I ever called up the radio station and asked them to play so that I could record it on a cassette. That was from 1994's There's Nothing Wrong With Love. For those kids out there listening, that's how you used to have to do it. There was no online YouTube streaming services, whatever you call it now. You called the radio station, and then you stole it. Home taping is, what do they say? Home taping is
fun.
Well, yeah, but it was like a campaign. Home taping kills music. That's what it was.
Had they only known.
Did you ever call up a radio station and have them play a song so you could record it on tape.
I didn't even have that foresight. I would actually sit there waiting with the cassette in the tape player and listen to the radio. And then when they played the first few notes of the song that I wanted, I would quickly hit record. So always had the first like 3 to 5 seconds of the song cut off, or didn't have, or it would be the DJ still talking over it. That was, I had several mixtapes that basically just consisted of that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think I have tape upon tape of most of the hits of the 80s.
And like thinking about it now, going back, if I could dig those up and listen to the old the station IDs and things like that, that would actually probably be really interesting.
It would have been more interesting, better to see this point. I know that there were points where I actually just pressed record and listened to the radio, like left it going for like the 45 minutes on the side of the tape or whatever it is. But I would then, of course, go back and like surgically remove those songs. I should go back and listen to those. We should. That could be. I can actually just play. I'll play 45 minutes of commercial radio from 1985 for all of you folks out there. I never finished telling you what was played. I never finished the back announcement because we got off on a tangent. But prior to Built to Spill, we had Gene Marshall with the song poem Jimmy Carter Says Yes. And I don't know when that's from. The enterprising listeners out there can Google that and post the answer at facebook.com/inyouallalong, the internet home of this radio station. Or just drop by and say hi. It's always nice to hear that you're out there listening. But anyway, song poems. There was it was a thing where you would like, there'd be like an ad in a magazine that you would send in lyrics to a composer. And apparently it was a scam to get people to write songs, but you'd send in lyrics to a composer and they would make a recording for you. And that was one of those. I don't know who wrote that. It's some guy in some small town in Northern California whose name I forget. It wasn't Gene Marshall. And we opened, of course, with Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel with Dueling Banjos. Again, a nod to the dearly departed Burt Reynolds from the 1972 jarring classic Deliverance. Who can forget? I think I saw that movie when I was about 11, and I was too young. How old were you when you saw Deliverance?
About that age. I just don't know when you wouldn't be too young.
And this is how we get freeform radio DJs here. We find the most traumatized and damaged children and raise them into being radio DJs. Brian, as I understand it, has some radio background as well, but we will talk more about his deep, dark past after this next set. I should actually mention that this next piece is... it was Labor Day this week. Again, for those of you in your dark cavern, it was Labor Day here in the United States. So as a little nod to the working people out there, I've been listening to the Studs Terkel archive of interviews with working people that set up his book Working, which was interviews like that. And here is one of those for your listening pleasure.
We're sitting with Hotz Michaels. If you want a noodle at the piano, you can, fine. At the piano bar, people sit around the piano and they're drinking. It's now cocktail hour, about six or so. Hotz, how long have you been playing here?
I started here in 1952, Studs. When I started here, we had six piano players per night, the strolling violins, and we had a full orchestra. I am the last live entertainment of the Sherman Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about your, work. Describe your work.
Well, piano playing is secondary. It's kind of background music for talking, people getting together. Out-of-town visitors, businessmen talking over whatever deals of the day they had to talk over, lawyers. It's a great gathering spot for lawyers. Give us a drink over here.
What generally are the subjects that people on the piano bring up? Talk about personal things with you?
Very.
Like what?
Well,
like what?
Marriage.
Domestic problems.
Domestic problems. The saloons are kind of full of lonely people. Trying to fill an empty hour or two, a void in their life somewhere, you know. Stutz, can you excuse me one moment?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Jamie. Hi, honey. Nice to see you girls.
What are you up to downstairs?
Oh, we're just kind of having fun here, taping a show. This is Mr. Stutz Kirk up here, girls.
So, you are the only live musician right now?
In the Sherman Hotel.
What is it has happened?
Well, number one, when television came in and came in strong, it put a terrible dent in live entertainment. No question about it. Number two, I think a little bit of fear.
Fear. Inner city, is what you mean?
Sure, people that I know well, haven't been downtown in 2-3 years.
This then is connected with the move to the suburbs.
Absolutely. With the amplified music, as you can hear on the jukebox that's...
Right now. There never was a jukebox before.
There never was a jukebox in Hotel Sherman until recently.
Do you have fears of work coming to an end?
Absolutely. The first many years of this business, I drank. And I think I drank because I was afraid. I haven't drank in 8 years, and I'm still afraid.
Really?
Sure. Not afraid of growing old. Afraid of what lies ahead, what happens. I've watched a lot of other piano players that I know that are 60, 63 years old. And I don't like what I see.
As we finish our conversation, you mentioned this business. You said this business.
It is a business. A definite business. I'm here to create selling of liquor, and that's how I derive my salary. It is a business.
You weren't thinking of it as an art form.
I don't really think of it as an art form. Because I never thought much of myself as an artist. I know my limitations. It was very frustrating years ago. But I learned my limitations, and I'm glad I learned them. I was a lot happier for it.
Do you have any favorites, hon?
Good night, Consul.
Here's an old waiter coming down today, Stutz. Right. I met Stutz through a mutual friend called Chet Roble. I worked with Chet for 10 years at this hotel. 10 years straight we worked together. Very talented guy, very artistic.
Way back with George Gobel and Helsing's and hair and fixtures. Hops and Chet were, in a sense, of those institutions. Flesh and blood institutions. Let me see what the sounds like.
Oh,
Well, would you look at that? 11:36 on the dot here at WMFO in Medford, the scenic College Hill Studios. We just heard from Fishbone with Ma and Pa from 1988's Truth and Soul. I was just telling my buddy Brian here how that album, I don't think, has a bad song on it from beginning to end. It's also one of the, what I would think of as like one of the college radio staples of back in the day of college radio, when college radio still meant something. People still cared. When people bothered to post comments on facebook.com/inyouallalong. Hint, nudge, poke. Before that, we heard from the Daisies with their song Idiot off of the Love/Joy single from 2015. The Daisies are playing... They're playing tonight at O'Brien's with The Big Lonesome and Quarters and Doom Lover. Prior to the Daisies, we had the Jesus Lizard with Countless Backs of Sad, Sad Losers from 1994's Down. And those guys are playing tonight as well. With All Souls at Royale. They do not play very often. In fact, it was my understanding that they were done playing. So get yourself on down there. Take your $20 and find the guy online whose friend didn't show up and buy his ticket and make everyone happy. And, of course, we opened up, as I said, with an excerpt from Studs Terkel's tapes from his work for the book Working. A great book. If you just are as a student of human nature, human behavior, human life, I'm a student of human life. Hope to get some in me sometime today. It's a great thing to read, and the audio online is also fantastic. There are a dozen or so, I think, of the interviews. That was with Hotz Michael, who is the piano player in a hotel piano lounge. And that is sometime in the early 70s or so. And behind us, of course, is Chuck Mangione's Cannonball Run theme, the opening credits theme to the Cannonball Run. Ah, Burt Reynolds. I can hear his laugh. Brian, what's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
Without a doubt, Smokey and the Bandit. When I was a kid, that was the one movie that would stop me in my tracks whenever it came on TV, and I would go slack jaws on the floor and would not move until it was done. Actually, still has that effect. To this day, I can, you know, whatever comes on, whatever I had planned is just not happening until it's over.
It was playing just a few weeks ago here at the Somerville Theater, and I didn't go. And it was with a... It was a double feature with that and a recent movie that came out about somebody that I can't remember the name of the movie. Somebody could post this on the Facebook page, but I don't think anybody's ever going to do that. But it was a movie about Burt Reynolds basically as himself, and somebody's like somebody drags him to some small town to get him to be in their movie in like Tennessee or something. And I didn't see it. It sounded kind of sad, actually. It kind of turned me off a little bit because it sounded like that might be where Burt Reynolds was in his story. But anyway, remind me what it is that you have done in the radio world.
About two decades ago, I was a classic rock DJ on a commercial station. So I was the midnight six man for weekends.
And where was this? This wasn't local.
Market, at the time, is market number 97 out in Colorado.
When you say market number 97, does that mean like it is the 97th largest market?
It was a top 100 market.
Hey, look at that. Look at you. Well, I think we're in a top 100 market here. I think Medford's on that list.
I would say so, yeah.
Definitely. We reach almost 5 miles here in any direction. If you're within 5 miles right now, Brian's voice and my voice is actually inside your body going through you. That is not why the show is called In You All Along, but that's true. It is literally in you all along if you're around here. But anyway, wow. So, is this your first time back in a radio studio since then?
It is. Yeah, my illustrious radio career, broadcasting career, ended about just shy of 20 years ago. So this is my first time back in the saddle. And you know what? It feels good.
Hey, we're happy to have you back. We're happy to welcome you back. We're happy to get you back on the horse, so to speak, here at WMFO. We're all about that. We are all about welcoming people in. The semester is about to start, and I'm going to tell everybody out there that can hear my voice is welcome to come in here and become a DJ, including you, Brian, although you live far away. Brian is in town because Brian is on his bachelor party tour prior to getting married, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, back in one of his many homes on this earth, and we are happy to have him here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very excited for the upcoming nuptials, and had a fantastic time visiting friends and coming back home to the greater Boston area. A lot has changed. Change is the only constant.
Well, back here on the radio, it's like time stops for just an instant, except it's still going. It's 11:42, so let's keep things moving along here with a little bit more of this.
I've got a gun. from Bristol.
Jean-Michel Bézina.
Bonjour, paysan.
Thank you. There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy.
Well, I guess the American Academy of something or other had their name cut out of their public service announcement, but yeah. Sorry, Academy. We just heard from X-Hex with their song Radio On. Is your radio on? I hope so. From 2014's Rips. Those guys are playing tomorrow night, Saturday the 8th, at Great Scott with Easy TV and E. So if you like the letter E, go see that. That lineup brought to you by the letter E. Before that, we had Ava Luna with Coat of Shellac from 2015's Infinite House. They are playing, Ava Luna is playing at, they're also playing at Great Scott.